Now, the next step is what I call thought leadership. And this is really a big step, almost a leap from where you were to where you are after all the other work that you've done. And this is really where you and your belief system truly have crossed over from what I like to call worker bee to big picture thinker. And what is a worker bee? Well, as women, we're excellent worker bees. Worker bees are people who are very task-oriented, who are inside all the details, who can multitask, who know how things are run. They can do it in their sleep. And that's really important no matter what you're doing in your life. And this isn't just relating to in a career per se. It's just how you live your life and all the little things that you do to navigate in your life. It's when you take that worker bee mode of thinking and actually step back and see the big picture and see that big picture thinker role, being in that role, that's when you kind of have an aha moment. And so I really stretch you here to go from all the work that we've done already to now being able to step back and recognize that you're not, you know, the person on the ground doing all the details and doing the tasks, right? The to-do list. You're now stepping back because you've been in it and you've seen the big picture and you can lead and have the confidence, a much higher confidence level to lead, recognizing that you are able to plan and strategize and lead others and lead projects and lead the things that you want in your life, set goals, make them happen. That's when the transformation really happens. And it's probably the most, the highest transformation you'll manifest at this stage, because you've really done so much groundwork to really get yourself to this point. And it's almost like, you know, this is where you're just like taking control, right? You're just like in the driver's seat now and you're not in the back seat anymore and you're just ready to drive the car. Because you've owned it. So let's talk about how you know you own it. Well, how you know you own it is knowing your purpose. And really, this is the only way in which you can implement any education that you have. You know, you can read books and you could watch, you know, videos and listen to people speak, and that's all great. And the information can be extraordinarily valuable. But nothing ever happens. No change never happens unless you alter your belief system. And that's so important. I'd like to repeat that again. Your change in your life, the implementation of new tools, the education that you receive, whatever that might be, does not happen for you unless you really change your belief system. So knowing your purpose is all tied to the big picture thinking. Because in one hand, think of your purpose as almost the umbrella under which all of your skills fall. You know, this is your technical expertise, your know-how, you know, why you're an expert or a guru doing what you do. Now, it's taking that expert title, quote unquote, and in one sentence really describing why you're needed. And if we were to apply this on a career level, it's about recognizing for yourself, why do you make a difference given all of your skills and experience? And it's about making it really concrete in your mind, not as a loosey-goosey inspirational message to make you feel good, but it's really owning why you belong at the company or why you belong doing this role. What keeps you at the table? How do you contribute to the bigger picture? Because if you don't feel like you have what it takes to complete that purpose that you're seeking or the expertise that you've been seeking out, that's okay. But shifting your mindset, right, and just assuming that you have everything you need right now, not worrying about what you don't have, not worrying about, you know, the gaps, shifting your thinking to assume that you have everything that you need right now in your life. Right? You have the universe providing helpers. You have your belief system. You have your gut instinct now. You have everything that you need to fulfill your purpose. And your only job really is to believe that you can. So you're not even stretching. You've already owned it. And now you're just locking it in and going from there. And that's the giant leap from going, you know, down in the details, task-oriented thinking to a higher level. And a more leadership level. And listen, it doesn't have to be a huge leap. You know, it doesn't have to be from something extremely low level details, task oriented, to something huge. You know, that would be a big step. People get to where they go by taking baby steps, but you have to take the steps. And in order to take them, you have to constantly look over your shoulder and recognize what you've done, right? So that you can make another step, another tiny little leap, or a big one. But you do have to get away and move away from that worker bee kind of thinking. Now, here's one way for you to approach this after you're solidifying your purpose, and that's with systematizing all of those things that you've been doing manually or automated, right? And just putting them on an autopilot function. So these are things that these are areas where of work which you have improved or you know need to be improved. And so you're literally like grabbing a piece of paper and bulleting out all of the solutions that you know are needed to improve them as routines you could put on autopilot, and how things would run smoothly like clockwork in your life because you've been doing all the minutiae. And so analyzing every area and breaking those out into systematizing routines really help you make that leap from the worker bee to a thought leader. And these are things that we often take for granted. These are things that we're doing all the time, you know, improving, keeping things efficient, saving time, saving money at your job. And we don't even think about them, but it's really doing the work and drilling into the things that you know would really make something move more efficiently. And sometimes we have these voices in our head or people that we work with or people around us that don't make us feel like we are confident doing those things or that our solutions and our ideas are not relevant. And that's where really, again, we have to change your mindset and really toss those to the side, because moving into thought leadership is about having the belief system in what, you know, what you believe would make things better, how things should be improved, and taking control. Not coasting, right? You're in control. You're driving the car. So understanding, for instance, what things would be better in the function that you become an expert at, and considering all the ways that you would run those operations systematically. It's almost like if someone read them like a recipe book from your manual, from your driver's manual, something that they could follow along really easily without thinking. If you can create a driver's manual for another person in any area, right? It's just something that you know that you've done so many times over and over, and you know how it should work, and now you've created this driver's manual, so to speak. You hand it over to someone else who can just follow along like a recipe book. That's leadership, right? It's enabling someone to do something, acting on something that you've created, planting the seed of a thought into someone else's mind so that they can act on it and maybe have their own driver's manual forward, right? That's actually called mentorship. Someone who's mentoring someone is planting the seeds, helping someone take on their own leadership. And this comes naturally because of all the groundwork that you've done. And so just sitting down and recognizing the routines that you've done over and over and over as a worker bee that you can now turn around, systematize, hand to somebody else if you were given that role, or if you were given a new position somewhere that you really wanted, or if you were in whatever it is that you're looking for in your life or in your business, how would you implement that? What would you do? Really taking control there and recognizing yourself no longer as worker bee, but big picture thinker. So this is really about looking beyond the trees and trust yourself. Trust all of the experience that you've gotten until now so you can move on, and you can move on to the next level.